The Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory permafrost tunnel near Fox has long provided a unique window into the frozen underground. The tunnel's walls display wedges and plates of ice intermixed with silty soils accumulated over tens of thousands of years. It's an environment which has application to the search for subsurface ice on other worlds.
Like the moon or Mars.
Anna Wagner with the Cold Regions Research and Engineering Lab says the permafrost tunnel will be the venue for a new NASA-funded project.
Looking at using different types of drill equipment, going with a rover and take samples, and then looking at the water content in the tunnels to see if it would work at more remote locations. Yeah. I'm super excited about that.
The permafrost tunnel was first excavated in the 1960s for Cold War era experiments on the protective qualities of frozen ground. Since then, tunnel manager Gary Larson says the mission has broadened and the tunnel is in the process of being expanded to surround a block of frozen soil with a specific objective in mind.
To be able to thoroughly characterize a three-dimensional block of permafrost.
Larson says the tunnel will enable ground truthing of data collected by remote sensing tools on the surface.
Really, the goal, like from a research standpoint, is let's develop a technology that can accurately, precisely, at high resolution, map what is underground.
The technologies have very practical applications for building on and in frozen soils, but could also potentially be used to find ice on another planet. At the Permafrost Tunnel in Fox, I'm Dan Bross.